Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here for another, what is this, Hypnosis, Etc. episode. Hey, I just got a minute. I'm going to do a little introduction here. In a moment, Celeste and Taylor are going to take it away. I'm teaching some classes right now, and I'm just all busy and stuff. So I just want to let you know that I've invited Taylor, who's one of our IT guys here at our center, who, you know, helps us do all of our search engine marketing and stuff, to take one or two, maybe even three episodes to share with you the 10 keys to successful search engine optimization. Celeste and him going to talk about that and really help you to figure out how you can help get your website to show up when people do search for hypnosis in your area. So this is going to be search engine optimization for your website for hypnotists, and I think it's just going to be a really great series. Probably 2-3 long. I want to tell you that I'm really looking forward to seeing this myself. I've looked over the list, but you're going to find out Taylor has a really great personality. You're going to enjoy him a lot. All right, so that's it. Oh, and by the way, people have been emailing me about my slimmer new appearance. And you know what? I found out even my mom has lost 25 pounds on this cleansing system. It's the most wonderful thing. We're getting our clients on it and everything. If you want to know more about it, just email me at calbanyan@hypnosiscenter.com, and what I will do is I'll email you back, want to set up a time, talk to you about it on the phone, because it's just a little bit too much to put in an email. All right, that's it, and this is Cal Banyan. Oh, wait, if you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go to that website, because right down below this video is all the important links and additional information. Well, that's it. Now I turn it over to Celeste and Taylor. Bye for now.
This is going to be a very exciting episode because we got somebody named Taylor Toussaint, who's like the great SEO king. Isn't that right? Taylor, introduce yourself and tell everybody kind of why you're here and what we're doing today.
That's me. I'm Taylor. I'm here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center. I help Cal with all the SEO, which is search engine optimization, for all the websites that he runs. And it's a good old time. I love doing it, and I'm here to give you, all you guys out there, a bunch of tips on how to get your website ranked better and optimized for the search engines.
Now, Taylor, you got to be really, really simple with us hypnotists, because most of us aren't technical at all. Now, tell us why we want good SEO for our sites.
Okay. Well, good SEO is good for everybody involved. You guys, because you're going to get more exposure. You know, people are going to be able to find you. And for the end user, they're going to be able to find what they want to find. And what they want to find is you. You know, your services, your hypnosis in Dallas for you, Celeste. And for us, it's, you know, we like to be, highly ranked for hypnosis in Orange County, you know, and everyone out there watching this, you can get highly ranked in your area too. There's a couple easy steps that you just need to follow.
And Taylor, you're already getting fan mail, isn't that right? People are already, even before you did this show, they're like, oh, Taylor, please help us.
Yes, some people I've called me today and said, hey, where's the podcast? I can't find the podcast. And I haven't recorded it yet. I'll let you know as soon as I get it up, you know?
All right, really cool. Now, Taylor, your last name is Toussaint,
right. And
I know you say Toussaint, but I'm from Louisiana, and Toussaint is very French, and so forgive me, I can't say your name the way you say it. It's just, it won't come out of my Cajun mouth that way. I hope that's okay with you.
Not a problem. I've lived it with it my whole life, so it's okay.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to the series where we do 10 keys to great SEO, in case we haven't actually gone and said that. And Taylor Toussaint is somebody who works for Cal, and he works hard to get great SEO. If you try to search for anything hypnosis, you're going to see Cal sites, one of them. And why is that? Because Cal has great SEO, and Taylor helps him to get it. So, Taylor, I mean, without any further ado, I guess, why don't you start out with the first key to great SEO for your website?
Okay. The first key that I've written down here and provided for you guys is, let me look at this paper right here. Page titles and descriptions should be unique. Every page on your website should have a unique title and description. Now, a title and description, I am going to try to make this as simple, as easy as possible for you guys. The title is, if you open a web page and you're on your website, and the title would be in the very top bar, the very top of, like, let's say Internet Explorer, it'll say, depending on which site you're on, it'll, like ours, hypnosis.org, will probably say, you know, hypnosis.org, hypnosis books, hypnosis CDs, things like that. It's kind of a hidden little page title that really only search engines kind of see, and you see, the end user sees, but they don't even realize it.
So are you talking about that very top blue bar when you search in Google, or are you talking about the address bar?
The very top blue bar, that's what I'm talking about. And that, when you mentioned searching Google, you know how when you search and you see the pages and that blue link, that's your title also.
Okay, because I'm looking at my own website while we do this. And my website is familyfirsthypnosis.com. Right now, it's not doing very good in Google at all. I used to be on the first page. My web developers, I don't know, he's got some kind of problems. I'm probably going to pull the site from him and just give it to a new web guy. But so if I go to home and I look at the top bar, the blue bar, it says Family First Hypnosis dash Dallas, comma Fort Worth, and Hypnosis dash Microsoft Internet Explorer. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and the last dash Microsoft Internet Explorer, that's just put on by whatever browser. So yes, your title for that page is Family First Hypnosis dash Dallas, comma Fort Worth, and Hypnosis.
You memorized just everything I said, or are you looking at it too?
I did a little secret, opened up Internet Explorer and went there, so.
Okay, now go to the second link, Hypnosis.
Okay, let's go
there. The next page. And so it's looking exactly the same. So this is what you're telling me is kind of bad for my site and a lot of other people who have the same thing where their page name is the same, right?
Right, because to Google, to search engines, you know, they're not smart people. They're just little robots. You might have heard the term robots. They're little robots that look around. And to them, they want, you know, maybe this page should be, you know, titled something different because it's a different page. It should have a different title.
Ooh, this is good information, Taylor Toussaint.
And also, let's go to the description. Now, the description is even a little more hidden. It's a, it's what's called a meta tag. It's a hidden tag on your page, on each page that gives a short description. This is also... when you do a search, you know, you search for hypnosis and your site shows up, hopefully, and it has that title. And below it is a little snippet of words. Now, that's the description. That is your provided description. If you don't have a description, if you don't provide a set description, the search engine's just gonna grab something off your page. Now, you have no control over what it grabs, so providing an accurate description will help you because you will be more relevant and you will be able to put what you want it to be described as. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and so let me ask you this question. Can I see my meta tags? Is there a way to do that?
Yes, you can. Okay, you're an Internet Explorer, right?
Yeah, so I'm going to go back to my home page.
Okay.
Click on View right below the address bar. It depends on how, it might be under Tools.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay, you go to View and then Source. Now, this may look a little strange to some people that aren't familiar with HTML or code or anything like that, but right at the top of your page, you see some meta name or meta name keywords, meta name description, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's see, you have meta name description, content description. Now, I'm trying to look in some of the other code real quick. I don't see much of referencing that description. So I'm gonna guess that right off the bat, it looks like you're not actually providing a set description. So it looks like like Google, for instance, would just kind of randomly grab text. Usually it grabs like the first actual readable text that on a page. So it might be, your description might be serving Plano, Dallas, Fort Worth, and surrounding areas to book your, you know, to book your private hypnosis session, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. And where are you seeing that on the meta tags?
I'm not. I'm just guessing what Google would pick up because there's no description.
Okay, so what you're saying from what's on my front page, you think that's what might be what Google is picking up?
Right. Yeah.
And the reason why, you know, I decided to pull up my website is because when people are watching this video, they can also pull up my website and see what we're talking about, and then they can compare it with their website and what's going on.
Right. Let me see. But yeah, I mean, those are those two things, the unique titles, and each page has a title and description you can provide to the search engines. So it's a very good idea to, you know, provide a unique title and description for each of your pages, because you're saying, hey, this page, here's this title, and here's what this page is about. And then, oh, this page, here's this page title, and this is what this page is about.
Oh, okay. All right, so, you know, we got a little bit technical here. You probably didn't expect to get that technical with a hypnotist. But I think that a lot of hypnotists have a little bit of information and a little bit of knowledge to be able to, and a little bit of desire to be able to put some hands on onto their website, at least they want to.
Right, or, you know, a lot of this stuff may be more out of your personal reach, but it's something you want to check with your webmaster. You say, you know, do my pages have unique titles and descriptions? You know, why not? Or can you do that? It's actually really simple to do.
Yeah, that was the next thing I was going to say. These are things that people can tell their web designer to do or check to see if they've done, which makes it great. So even if you don't want to actually do any of this technical stuff or look at it, you can talk to your web designer. All right, is there anything else you think we need to say about tip number one or key number one?
I mean, no, that's pretty much it in a nutshell for the key number one.
Cool. I already know this is already paying off for me, Taylor.
Good. I'm glad. I'm here to help.
Yeah. Okay. So let's move on to key number two.
Okay. Let's see. Think about the words users would type to find your pages and make sure that your site actually includes those words within it. Don't get spammy. Okay. So basically it's real simple. You want to, you know, if people are searching for that, they want to quit smoking, right? Through hypnosis, maybe that's good to just flat out and say on your website in text form, you know, say, hey, I can help you quit smoking with hypnosis, you know, right there. You know, search engines will see that text, and along with all these other SEO tricks that you use, they will, you know, they will think your site is what that user's searching for. Like a person's like, quit smoking with hypnosis in Dallas. Well, hey, you know, maybe if your site, Celeste, is optimized for that, you know, you will show up highly ranked and they'll click on you, they'll give you a call and you got a session.
Awesome.
Don't get spammy. Let me go there. Spam, I think most people know what spam is. It's all that junk mail that people try to send you just to get you to click on things. Search engines are pretty smart, especially Google. Google will know if you've just got hypnosis 1,000 times on your website or stop smoking this and weight loss that. You know, it's okay to have it, you know, a couple times if, you know, it's in context in a sentence, in a paragraph. But if it's just repeated over and over, I mean, that's bad. You don't want that. Google will look at that as, you know, this doesn't even mean anything to me.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah, Google's the leader of the pack, and most other search engines kind of model Google. So if you're good with Google, you're pretty much good with everybody else.
So where repetition is good when you're doing hypnosis sessions, it might not be so good whenever you're writing content for your website.
Right, there you go.
All right, and so I see that the third key here is try to use text instead of images to display important names, content, or links. And then you go on to say you can use both.
Right, okay. Let's see. Search engines, they can't read the text on an image. They don't know how. It's it's just something they can't do yet. So let's say if I guess we could use your page as an example still. You have home, hypnosis, services, products, testimonials. Now, I'm going to take a guess. Let me just look at some things. Your home hypnosis services, those are all images. Now, I also notice, which is fine, I get that, but you do have something good, is near the bottom of your page, it also has that same navigation repeated in text form. So at the bottom under the quality award, it says hypnosis, and it goes to that same area, which is good, because if you let's say you're linking to an important page on your website, and you link there by an image, it would be smarter to link there with text relevant to that page. Now, let's say, what does that mean? Let's say you have a page for stop smoking with hypnosis, and you link to there with a little, you know, the universal sign for stop smoking, which is a cigarette with that red circle crossed through it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, you could have that, but it would also be smarter to include right under there some text that says, you know, stop smoking with hypnosis. And that's also the link, same link goes to the same page. It makes sense to the search engines because it reads that text. That text is also repeated on that page. And now the search engine knows what's going on with that page. And hey, if you have a good title and description that matches it, that all helps too.
So on the front page of my site, where you got the picture of there's actually a photograph of a woman kind of pulling a guy by his tie, and she looks really mad at him. And underneath there's a link that says hypnosis for relationships.
That is good, but let me see. Let me just click around real quick. Do those don't go to the same page, do they?
Which one?
The picture with the woman with the guy in the tie.
Oh no, it really doesn't, does it?
See? So those aren't related at all.
This is one of the reasons why I'm firing my web guy. Fire, you're fired. Okay, sorry, I had to get that out.
Okay, that's fine. But yeah, I mean, there is where you would want to reinforce, like maybe some text for that page would be, oh, this is like a testimonial page. So really it should be, you know, hypnosis, testimonials, or something along those lines.
Yes, I am definitely firing my web guy.
See, these are tips that you can just stay on top of, and you kind of write, you know, we'll provide these tips for everyone out there that's watching this. And maybe you want to go over these tips with your webmaster, and or when you're shopping around for a new webmaster, they can... If you let them try to give you a little evaluation, do they follow any of these rules? I mean, those are some good questions. These are some good things that you want to make sure. These are just the basic kind of stuff. I mean, some of it's a little more advanced, but I mean, anybody out there trying to, you know, be your SEO guy should know this stuff.
Yeah. And you know, my web developer at first, you know, he did a great job. My website for the longest time, just up until recently, was on the first page of Google.
Right.
And you know, I think what's happened is he's got really, really busy. He's gotten busy and he's got a lot of clients and he can't give the time or the detail like he used to do. I mean, he was selling websites for $2.95 for three pages and $4.95 for five pages, and he was doing nice designs and I like my design. So I'm not saying he's the worst guy in the world. I mean, he's done a lot of good things for me. My business has depended on my website from the beginning. But sometimes, you know, I think it is important when someone isn't working for you anymore, it's time to say goodbye. And I've been struggling this for a while. I hate to end relationships, and this is a business relationship that I'm going to have to end.
Yeah, with search engine optimization, it's Google and all the other search engines, they're changing all the time. They're updating the way they search. This is something that you or your webmaster should say on top of. I mean, I do it weekly, and daily I'm doing lots of stuff. But you know, once you get things kind of set up the way you like it, there are some just, you know, weekly maintenance things you have to do to really stay in the ranking.
Well, and isn't it true, too, that as more hypnotists get more savvy about SEO, that's going to be even more important?
Right. I mean, you know, the search engines, they're just looking for the best experience for people searching. And so all these tips that we're giving you, those are those tips. And if someone has a better experience than yours, or if someone else provides a better experience than your site's providing, you know, that site's going to get ranked better.
And I think that's exactly what happened with my site. In the beginning, I was probably the best in town in terms of SEO, or very close, high up, highly ranked, high up there. But now the other hypnotists in my area are getting very savvy. They're getting really good at it. And I'm having to work harder. So, and my web guy can't keep up. And I guess he's too busy to keep up. I'm not really sure what's going on with him. That's another thing. Communication with your web provider is really important. And for some reason, it's like I can't get him on the phone and stuff like that. So, you know, you got to have somebody you can communicate with. I can't even tell you why this isn't working. I can't really even get a hold of him that when I want to. And so if you have a web person like that, you know, you got to change. Or best yet, learn how to do it yourself. Isn't that right, Taylor?
That's what I did. And, Cal was experiencing the same thing. You know, I came in and really helped out and got things streamlined. And he's got so many websites and so many pages on each site that it keeps us busy over here. But we like it. And, it just constant research. You know, staying on top of things, those are the biggest things, because like I said, it changes all the time. One minute you're up here, next minute you're down there and you don't know why. Well, it's because you sat around and didn't do anything.
Well, every 6 months we're going to have you in to do another show. But listen, Taylor, do you guys know how long we've been doing this show today? Because I forgot to set my timer. I think it's about 20 minutes by now. Do you guys have any idea when we started this one?
I am trying to look down and see the time. I know that's probably about 20 minutes, I'd say. Maybe we should wrap it up for this episode.
I think we really should. Okay, well, I'm Celeste Hackett. You've been watching Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with our guest, Taylor Toussaint. And we got all the way to key number 3 for getting great SEO for your site. We're going to continue with key number 4 next time. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for tuning in.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.